everybody. Today I will show you how to web scrape your entire Facebook image gallery, your tagged photos, and your uploaded photos, and save them on your computer with 100% automation. Yeah. We will mostly base this video on a previous lesson of mine where I showed you how to web scrape Instagram with Selenium. So if you guys haven't had a chance to take a look at this video yet, I highly recommend you to click on the link in the description because I explain everything in detail, while in this video we will mostly copy, paste, and refactor. Now, in this video, I will also provide answers to some of the questions you guys had regarding the Instagram scraper. So if you guys want to learn how to web scrape the entire full-size image rather than the thumbnail, as well as how to scroll down multiple times instead of just once so you can include more images, this is a good video to watch. And another thing we will be tackling is the 100% automation part. That way, you can let your code run, you can go have some coffee, you can go run some errands while your computer will be downloading all your 700 or 800 images on its own without your help. And the last thing I should mention before we dive into the actual tutorial is that Facebook is very sneaky, meaning it's changing its code every couple days. So sometimes it would change the URL extension. Sometimes it will mess up with some of the attributes or maybe change the order of images on a page. All you need is to be aware of it and make sure you refer to your own developer tools and not just rely on what you see on my computer. Your developer tools will present you the current relevant code, while my video might present you something that Facebook already apprehended and changed, okay? So hopefully in this video, I'll provide you all the tools so you can adjust it on your own, regardless of any changes that Facebook's AI or Facebook's developers are applying. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the tutorial. We will begin by installing Selenium inside our working environment. If you guys already done that, feel free to skip that part because I have a brand new computer. I have to install everything from scratch. So let's go ahead and open our command prompt software. In my case, it's Anaconda 3. We will activate our environment with activate main, in my case. And once we're inside the environment, we will type conda install dash C conda dash forge Selenium. Okay, and once you're ready, hit enter, hit Y. The last module we'll be installing today is wget. It will help us download all the photos we want from our Facebook. And as you guys can see, I already attempted installing it and it didn't work. So we're gonna try a different method this time. So we'll type conda install dash C conda dash forge and then python dash wget. Hopefully this time it works. So let's hit enter, let's hit Y. And one last preparation step before we move on to the actual coding, we will need to download a web driver. Because I'm using Chrome, I'll be downloading the Chrome driver. So I will navigate to Chrome, I will type Chrome web driver, enter, and I will hit on the first link. We will click on the latest release and we will choose the most suitable file for our system. In my case, that would be Windows 32, even though my Windows is 64, but I'm not picky. Now, the best practice is to extract this file into your root folder. You don't have to, but if you do so, you'll save yourself lots of typing and lots of hard work in the future. So keep that in mind. I'm going to navigate to my root folder and I will drag and drop this file right in here. And now we can get rid of this browser window and we can launch our Jupyter notebook. We will type Jupyter notebook. And yeah, you can see I'm using it for the first time. It asked me to select a browser. Cool. And inside the root folder, I will create a brand new folder. We will call this folder Python. Okay, we will open it and we will start a brand new Python 3 file. We will call this file Facebook Scraper. So we got all the basics covered and now it's time to get to work. We will begin with a brand new Jupyter notebook and we will also open my web scraping Instagram with Selenium notebook on GitHub so we can copy many, many lines of code and refactor them. There's no point in typing everything all over again if we already done this before, okay? So let's begin by copying the imports and we will paste it in the first cell. To these imports, we will add import OS, import wget, and lastly, import time. We can run this cell with shift enter, and now we can move on to the WebDriver commands. So we will navigate back to my notebook, and this time we will copy the second cell up until we are logged in, and we will paste it in a cell underneath. And actually, because we're not too sure which elements we'll be targeting, we'll split this cell in two. So we will copy everything after the get command. We will start a brand new cell and we will paste it here. And the only modification we'll do to the cell above is switch Instagram.com to Facebook.com. Now let's run this cell with shift enter and see the results. Cool, so as you guys can see, we have a brand new browser window opening up on its own. We will click on it. And no surprise at all, we are at facebook.com. Bravo! Next, we will need to open the developer tools to see exactly which elements we would like to target on the page. For this, we will click on the right mouse button and we will hit on inspect. We can play with this window size. You don't need to keep it that weird. And once you're ready, we will click on this select an element on the page button, arrow button, and we will select the element we would like to select on a page, in our case, email or phone number. And once you click, the developer tools finds this element inside the source code and you can view what's inside. In our case, we are mostly interested in the name attribute, which begins here. And the name attribute is equal to email. Remember that. We will do the same for the password field. And now my head is probably covering it up. And we can see that this name attribute is equals to pass. Cool, now let's go back to our code and adjust it accordingly. So the only changes we will need to apply to the username and password fields would be in the very, very end of the line. Here you can see that we are targeting the input field with the name username. But actually, we would like to target the input field with the name email. And same goes for the password. We will just delete word and we'll leave it at pass. And another detail we'll need to verify inside our source code is if the submit button we are selecting will still be relevant. So let's go back. Let's click on this select an element button once again, and we'll click on this login button. And just like on Instagram, we can see that the button type is submit, meaning that our code works and we can keep it. So let's just close this window. And let's update our username and password to match our personal account. And once we are done, let's just run all the cells. We will click on cell and run all. It's trying to prevent us from web scraping by sending a bunch of alerts. But we're no rookies. We know how to bypass it. And because it's a copy-paste video, we're going to navigate straight into Google. We will type disable alerts Chrome driver Selenium Python. You can tell I already typed it earlier. And we will navigate to the first Stack Overflow link where we will find Python jars answer. Okay. And we will copy all this code into our driver.get cell, actually above all these commands. And we will leave a note inside our code, thank you, Python jar, just to be nice. And now we will copy Chrome options equals Chrome options, and we will paste it right after our Chrome driver executable URL. And we will delete this unnecessary line of code. And now we should be able to bypass all of these annoying alerts, okay? So let's make sure we closed our browser. We don't want it open. And let's rerun all the cells once again. And boom, the alerts are gone. Awesome. And now we can use a shortcut to navigate to our photo gallery. Let me just make this window smaller because I don't see half of the elements because of the huge zoom I added to my computer. We will press on more. We will navigate to our profile. We will scroll down up until we see all photos. And here we are able to access both our tagged images and our personal images. Note that our personal images are saved as photos all, and our tagged images are saved with photos off. Okay? For this, we will copy the URL of one of these and we will go back to our notebook. Oops, not this one. Ignore it, okay? And we will paste our URL as a comment for now, right over here. To account for both our tagged photos and our personal photos, we will initialize a for loop. We'll type for I in, and here we will open a brand new array. And inside this array, we will include photos off and photos all. We will not forget the colon at the very end. And in the next line, we will type driver.get. And inside the round brackets, we will paste this beautiful URL as a string, of course. And we will remove this photos off out of here. We will close this string. And we will attach our iterable I. And right after this, we will also attach a slash. This is very important. It might not work for you if you don't include the slash. And because I just love waiting, we will type time.sleep. And we will wait for 5 seconds once again. Next, we will navigate back to my GitHub. We will scroll down a lot until we encounter this driver execute script command, which we will copy, and we will paste it right underneath our time sleep. Now, this is a great command if you only want to scroll down once. Because my Facebook is a fake book, I don't really have many photos in there, but if you guys have lots and lots of images on your account, you would need to scroll many, many times. For this, we will include another loop. And before we start looping, we will actually create a new variable called nScrolls. We will set it to, let's say, 2, even though I don't really need to, 1 should be good enough for me. And we will initialize the for loop with for I in, actually not I because we're already iterating over I, so let's say j in range. Let's say 1, 2, n scrolls. Okay? And now we will need to indent the next line of code. And we will also need to replace these 4,000 pixels with a command for the end of the scroll. Now, I don't remember this command by heart, so we'll just Google it. So selenium end of the page. And here we don't even need to click on any link. We can just copy this document.body.scrollHeight and we will paste it instead the 4,000. And as you guys can guess, we will need to wait some more. So we will add some time.sleep, 5 seconds. And this should scroll to the bottom of the page twice. And the reason why we need to scroll multiple times is because Facebook loads its elements dynamically as it goes. That's why the bottom of the page command, at least with Facebook and Instagram and dynamically loading websites such as them, is not gonna get you to the bottom of the page. It's gonna get you to the bottom of the current batch that's being loaded. I hope it makes sense. And just so we can test if this for loop works, we will go back to my GitHub and we will copy the next lines of code, the next two lines of code, and we will paste them right underneath this time sleep command. Now, because our Instagram scraper was targeting the thumbnails and not the actual full size images, we were targeting the image tags on the page. This time, we would like to download the actual images. That's why instead of focusing on the image tags, we will focus on the anchor elements, which are the links to our images. So we will adjust everywhere you see images to anchors. And we will actually copy this so we don't have to retype it. It's over here as well. We will also adjust the tag name from image to A, which is the anchor tag name. And we will also adjust the attribute from SRC to age ref. And the last thing to adjust is our iterable image. We will change it to A in both places. And lastly, to see if we got any results, we will print anchors. Now let's go ahead and rerun this cell and see how it looks like inside the browser. Awesome, so we can see that our code finished running. Let's take a look inside our anchors list. Okay, so we can see that we scraped many, many anchors, and now it's time to narrow down to the anchors we actually need. So let's go up the page to see where our photos are. And we will open the developer tools once again. We will select one of the images and we will go to the anchor element above it. And let's have a look at how its URL looks like. So it looks like all our Facebook photos will begin with www.facebook.com/photo. And that's exactly the anchors we would like to keep. Everything else we can dispose of. Okay, so let's just copy this. We can close this tab and we'll go back to our code. So underneath this list comprehension, we will add another list comprehension. We will type anchors equals A for A in anchors if A dot starts with, and I'm gonna scroll up a little bit so my head doesn't block this line of code. And inside these round brackets, we will paste our URL as a string, of course. And I believe we're good to go. Let's test it. We will run the cell once again with Shift Enter and navigate to our browser window. I got an error. Let's see. Non-type object has no attribute starts with. Okay, let's just convert this anchor into a string. Okay. str, and I believe now we're good to go. Okay, sorry for misguiding you. So let's rerun this cell with Shift Enter. Are you working? Yeah, it looks promising. Okay, so let's go to our browser. Cool, so our cells finished running, our cell finished running. And these are the only anchors that we got. And it looks quite promising because I only have 4 photos in my gallery. So let's just copy one of these URLs. Let's navigate back to our browser. We'll open a brand new tab and paste it over here. Cool, so that's the tagged demo image. And let's see if the rest of the images also are also correct. So let's copy a random URL and we will paste it here. Perfect. We got it right. So let's move on. So we are almost done. The only thing left to do is to follow each of these links and to extract the image we need from them. To do this, we will initialize a brand new variable before this loop. We will call this variable images, and we will set it to an empty list. Now at the very bottom of our nested loop, we will begin another loop. So for A in anchors, and right underneath, we will say driver.get, and inside the round brackets, we'll say A, which is our iterable. Now let me scroll up. We're getting to the very bottom of the page. Let's go to the next line. And because we are navigating to a brand new page, we will need to allow all the elements to load again. So we'll add some more time, dot sleep, again, 5 seconds, let's be consistent. And now we'll go ahead and select all the image elements on a page, and then we'll narrow them down to the image we actually need. We will type image, or img, I guess, equals driver dot find elements, not element, by tag name. And inside these round brackets, the tag name would be image, img. And what we'll do next is just print the source attribute. At this point, we're not going to append anything to our image list yet. So in the next line of code, we will say for k in image, print k.get attribute, and inside these round brackets, we'll say src, the source attribute, okay? Let's have a look. Let's run this cell with shift enter, and actually let's delete this print anchors command. We don't need it anymore. Cool, let's rerun this cell. Let's take a look inside our browser. And once the cell finished running, we will minimize this window and we will follow some of these links. So the first link is probably my profile picture because I don't have one. The second link, that's the image we need. Perfect. So now we know what we're targeting. And just for the safe side, let's check the second link on our personal images, not the tagged images. And yeah, that's correct. Okay, so we are always targeting the second link on our list. So what we can do now is right underneath this image declaration, we will say images, which is the list we initialized at the very top. Okay, images.append. And inside these brown brackets, we will say image, but not the entire list, only the second value of our image list, which is at index 1. But we don't want to include the entire image, we only want to get its src attribute. So we'll type get attribute src, okay? And we can delete this. Cool. And after we're done looping, I would like to print our images list and have a look inside. Okay, so if you guys are ready, let's rerun this cell, shift enter. Let's go back to our browser once again. Awesome. Let's have a look. Cool, so it looks like it extracted 4 images, which is the number we need. Let's have a look. Yep, that's the right images. Perfect. So the only thing left to do is to download them. And luckily, most of this code is available on my GitHub. So let's just go back there. And because we already imported OS and wget, we don't need to copy these lines. So let's just copy this cell. And we will paste it. Oh, oops, sorry. Again, my cheater notebook. My apologies. We will paste it at the very bottom of the cells. And the only thing we need to refactor here is this keyword variable. We don't have it in here. And instead of calling the folder S, we will call it scraped photos. Okay, let's run this cell with shift enter.
And we can see that a new folder was created inside our path directory, which is great. And it's time to copy the last cell. And we will paste it also at the very bottom. And the refactoring here is, again, removing this keyword. And we would like to keep the counter because we want each image to have its own unique name. So finally, let's run this cell with Shift Enter. And you can see that our images are beginning to download. And once our cells finished running, we will navigate to our root folder and we will look at this brand new folder, scraped photos. We'll take a look at JPEG 0. Beautiful. We'll take a look at JPEG 3. Beautiful. So we got it all. And the last step of the way is to check if our code is 100% automated. So what we'll do is we will close this browser window. It's actually here. We will navigate back to our notebook. Okay. And we will need to call this folder in a different name because it cannot override an existing folder. It can only create a new one. So let's call this scrape FB. Okay, remember, it's slightly different, but we want the results to be exactly the same. And actually, before we run all these cells, let me add one more weight just to be on the safe side. There's one place that we didn't include it, and it's right over here before our for loop that iterates over our tagged and non-tagged photos. So we will add time.sleep 5 seconds again, okay? And I have a really good feeling about it, but let's check it out. Let's hit sell, run all, and enjoy the show. Okay, now this looks very promising. Our notebook finished running. So let's check out inside our root folder. We're in it, and instead of scraped photos, we will go to scrape FB, which is our new folder. And hopefully there are 4 photos in this folder. Yes! Okay, let's check if that's the photos we need. Number 1 is great. Number 2 is amazing. Number 3 is even better. And the last one is just fabulous. You guys, we achieved 100% automation on scraping all our Facebook photo gallery. So I hope you guys enjoyed this copy paste refactor video. I sure did because there was less typing for me to do. And I'll see you next time.